Good evening. Parshas Naso. And the Parshas Naso certainly has many interesting topics, but one of these short but very beautiful topics within the Parsha is Birchas Kohanim and Nisias Kapayim, the famous three-pronged bracha used by the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael every single day. Chutz La'aretz, Shal Shugalim. There's a lot to say about it, but I want to talk about the bracha Birchas Kohanim in a different aspect, which is something that many of us are familiar with, and that is the really beautiful minhag of benching our children on Friday nights. And very often when it comes to minhagim, some are unclear why we do them, some are more clear, some are hard to understand why we do them. There's all different types of minhagim. But I would say that the meaning of blessing our children on Friday night is one of the most beautiful minhagim that Klal Yisrael as a community has adopted. Because there is no direct source in Shas, there is no really source in Rishonim as well. It's certainly a minhag that might have existed in the times of the Rishonim, but as we'll see in a moment, a record of this minhag does not appear until the beginning of the Achronim, but it really is a very special and beautiful minhag for those who do bench their children on Friday night. And like all minhagim, we very often do not appreciate why we do them, or the Torah and the thought that goes into the minhag itself, and this is what we'd like to explain in the time that we have together. The earliest source of the minhag to bench our children in general, blessing them, Birchas Kohanim, this idea is really in the Sefer Achayim of the brother of the Maharal. The Maharal, often we'll find this a lot of times in history where it will have an important Torah personality, but the relative of this person was much more famous than this Torah personality. So you'll have Rav Avram ben HaRambam, you'll have the brother of the Maharal, the brother of the Vilna Gaon, or the children of the Vilna Gaon. This happens a lot. Even though these people are Torah scholars in their own right, somehow they get overshadowed by their more prestigious older brother. It happens sometimes. So the brother of the Maharal writes in his Sefer Achaim, in the chapter called Parnassah V'Kakel in Perek Vav, that it's a very good idea to bless our children on Shabbos. And this is repeated in the Sefer Ma'avar Yabok, in the Sisei Ranaris in Perek Mem Gimel. This is in the 1600s. The minhag to bless our children on Shabbos, specifically on Leil Shabbos, on Friday night, for reasons al pi Kabbalah that he goes on to explain. Rav Yaakov Emden repeats this as well in his Siddur, that it's proper to bench our children on Leil Shabbos, either in shul or when arriving home. I've never seen anyone bless their children in shul, but there was such a minhag. And this is the time of bracha and shefa, he writes. And in addition, children do not have the ability to bring bracha into the world by themselves. They don't have the merits, the zechuyos, the capabilities, the wherewithal. And therefore, it's up to the parents to give them brachos, to bring down this extra bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the young children. The comments of the Hagos of the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim is Rabbi Yair Bachrach, the author of the Chavos Yair. So in the Makor Chaim, his book on Shulchan Aruch, his son wrote notes. So his son writes in the Chavos Yair and Siman Reish Ayin that the Nusach is, B'cha Yivarech Yisrael Leimor, that Yisrael Yaakovinu should bless you, say, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Ulcha Menashe, that we should have the children be like Ephraim and Menashe. And then for girls, he writes, Yisimech Elokim Kisarifka Racha V'Leah. Again, they should be benched like the Imahos. And he says that his father would add on to the bracha, Ki Orech Gamim Ushnos Chaim V'Shalom Yusifulach, that you can have considered more shalom and bracha, and all good things that you wish on your children. The Kolbo in Siman Sadi Dalet writes, by the halachos of the Pidyon HaBen, that the Kohen, who does the Pidyon HaBen, would give the bracha, Birchas Kohanim, to the young baby that he has just been paid for. So again, we have other places where the bracha of Birchas Kohanim is used outside the context of davening or the Beis HaMikdash. And there he writes as well that the Kohen would use Ki Orech Yamim Mishnos Chaim B'Shol Nosifulach. The Targum Yonasan has a very famous comment there in the end of Bereishis in Perek Mem Ches, by the source of Yaakov benching Ephraim and Menashe, where the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel writes, or the Targum that is assumed that is attached to Yonasan Ben Uziel writes, that this is a bracha that would be used in blessing children by Bris Milah. They should be like Menashe and Ephraim. Rabbi Yisach, our friend, has a very beautiful word. Why is that we choose to bless our children to be like Menashe and Ephraim, as opposed to any other very talented young men throughout Jewish history? So my friend says, because Manasseh and Ephraim grew up together, and they had all the right in the world at that moment in time when they were before Yaakov, their grandfather, that one should be jealous of the other, that he picked this one, that he switched his hands, and the other one could have easily thought that I have the right to be first. But Manasseh and Ephraim said nothing. They did not show any jealousy. They didn't say it's not fair. They accepted the bracha they got, and they had proper karsa tov. And therefore, we bless our children. They should be like Manasseh and Ephraim at that moment in time, where they had proper respect and didn't want what the other one had and acted properly in the moment of that bracha. The Aderes, the famous father-in-law of Rav Kook, writes in his Matan Eliyahu and Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, he writes about blessing children on Leil Shabbos, and he says that it's improper for Kohanim to use this bracha, because it's Baal Tosif, because Kohanim only should make this bracha in the context of Tefillah of the Beis HaMikdash, and making this bracha outside of that context would be adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah, performing a mitzvah in its improper time. He says no different than observing a ninth day of Pesach or anything like that. We don't add on to the numbers given by the Torah. However, this is certainly against the Kolbo, who we just said, who wrote that we do it by the Pidgin Arben, where the Kohen does it, certainly outside of the context of Tefillah and the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now we've established that it has a source beginning in the period of the Achronim to bench our children, especially on Friday night. Why? Why this time? What is so special about now on Shabbos when it comes to blessing our children? So, says the brother of the Maharal, the Sefer HaChaim, and the Otzer HaTfilos on page 624, says that during the week, very often, it has happened before that parents can be frustrated with their children, or parents can have a short fuse, and they might say things, and they might express themselves in a way that is not necessarily the most appropriate educationally for the child. And the child might feel that perhaps my parents said something about me that wasn't nice, and the parent-child is hurt. And because we're very busy during the week, and we have a lot of responsibilities, and we need to get here, we need to get them on the bus, and we need to get to work, and there's a lot going on. But when it comes to Shabbos, says the Sefer HaChaim, we relax. We take a deep breath. We sit around the Shabbos table with our families. We appreciate what we have, and the stress has gone away. And therefore, this is a time of simcha. And we are mevatel, we negate those negative statements that we made during the week, and we give our children brachos, and we talk about how wonderful they are, and we inspire them with proper attitudes in Torah and mitzvot. And the positive atmosphere of Leil Shabbos is so strong that even the Malach Ra, right, we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yates, that the Malach escorts us home, that even a bad angel has to say Amen on Friday night. That's the positive atmosphere of a Friday night. And it's a proper time to give brachos to whoever else you like, says the Sefer HaChaim. You just go around giving brachos to everyone. They write in the biography of the Chassam Sofer, whoever was over at his house, he'd give brachos to on Friday night. So you just go around giving brachos to everyone, because it was such a beautiful time of simcha to show love and friendship that exists at that time. The Chassam Sofer writes in his Shuvas Nor HaChaim in Siman Chaf Gimel in 23, that during the week we're busy and distracted with our jobs, and we can't have the proper kavana for the bracha. It's not an issue of undoing the damage we did during the week, but rather, we can't have proper kavana and proper focus when we give the bracha at this time. However, on Shabbos and Yantav, we can have kavana, and the Sefer HaChaim cites the Tana Dibbe Eliyahu in Perek Aleph. Listen to what the Tana Dibbe Eliyahu writes beautifully. He says, Mayim Yotzu V'lo Echad Bahem. Ze Yom HaShabbos V'Yisrael. This is the day of Shabbos for the Jewish people. Ketzad. Adam Osem Malacha Kol Shish Shavanach V'Shvi. We do work all 6 days, and we rest on the seventh day. And then, when it comes to Shabbos, we have a time to spend quality time with our children and our household, this being a time dedicated to growth and spiritual growth with our families. There's an amazing vort of the Sforno in the end of Parshas Vayetze, in Bereishis Lamed Beis Aleph. There, Lavan is leaving after harassing his son-in-law and children after chasing after them. And Hashem says you need to leave them alone. And Lavan says, fine. And Lavan goes on his way. And what does Lavan do before he leaves his children and son-in-law, Yaakov Avinu? He gives them a bracha. So says the Sforno, a bracha from Lavan? What's that going to be? A bracha from the biggest Russia around? Well, how is that going to help anybody else? So the Sforno says as follows. He says, a father's bracha comes from a place in his neshama that cannot be touched by any rishus or any evil that the father has ever done. When a father, specifically a father, perhaps a parent, gives a bracha to a child, It comes from a resource deep within the person that is so special and cannot be damaged in any way that even Lavan can bring out his Tselem Elokim, his inner godliness, and apply that to his children. And that's the koach, that's the possibility, and that's the potential and the strength of a bracha given from a parent to a child. That even a Lavan HaRasha can give a bracha that's worthy because it comes from a place of true sincerity. Okay, so now we understand the reasons behind the bracha itself. The idea that we place our hands on top of a person when we bless them comes from Yaakov, who put his hands on Menashe and Ephraim. The Sforno writes this in Vayikra and Perek Tes as well. The Kolbo cites a Medrash which says that the Malachim place their hands on those who are Shomer Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes says that the Malachim who escort us home on Lel Shabbos place their hands on our head when they give us the brachos when our houses are proper and clean. This leads us to a very important debate, a machlokus between the Vilna Gaon and Rav Yaakov Emden. So if you look here on the sheets, in source number one, and here we get into a discussion regarding how many hands should we use when we bench our children. How many hands? Two or one? What? One. Three. So, yeah.
One, there shouldn't be lots of
code. Ah, so this is the connection now directly to the Parsha. Let's look in the Siddur Hagra. They quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. Minag Hashem Yisrael Levarech Hayaladim B'Leili Shabbosos V'Yom Tov Achar Tfilah O B'Knisos Abayis V'Gam HaBanim G'dol M'Kal Bracha. Even the older children, they think they're too cool. It's not true. They're not too cool. They can also get brachos. Me'avoseihem V'Nachon Hu V'Mevarchem Echad Ha'avos V'Echad Rabbanim. Whether it's the rabbi, whether the fathers who give the bracha. Manichim Yad Echad Al HaMisparach. Says the name of the Gra, apparently, they place one hand on the person being benched. Shemati b'shem Gra, she'asur levarach b'beis adayim, levan hakohen. It's asur to, I heard in the name of the Gra, that it's asur to use two hands to give this bracha unless you are a kohen. And then he goes on to recite the bracha. The Torah Tamima, the Rav Baruch Epstein writes here in our pasuk in Bamidbar in Perek Vav Chaf Gimel. This is Os Kuflam and Aleph in the Torah Tamima. Veni shamatim ishamunim. Shagra, I heard from the Gra, Baruch es Hagon Rav Yecheskel Landau. Rav Yecheskel Landau, not the name of Yehuda. Rav Yecheskel Landau was the Dain of Vilna, who was a young man when the Vilna Gaon was an older man. So he had a mesora that when Rav Yecheskel Landau, the Dain of Vilna, went to his chuppah, so the Vilna Gaon blessed him with one hand on the head of Yecheskel Landau, b'shas habracha. B'shalu al-kach, and they asked him, v'heishim, and he answered, kilo matzina bracha v'shtei adayim. We don't find a bracha with two hands. Rak l'kohanim b'migdash. Only the kohanim b'beis ha-migdash can give a bracha with two hands. V'zula zelo r'isi v'lo shamati mishir b'zeh. And I heard nobody else say anything about this besides the Vilna Gaon. So this is the reason given by the Torah Tamima. One hand is the right thing in the name of the Gra, because it would be a violation of a non-kohen issuing this bracha. As we'll see, this is a Gemara in Ksuv, is based on a pasuk in the parasha, that it's usher for a zar, a non-kohen, to use this bracha. Says the Vilna Gaon, as long as you don't use two hands, so it's not a violation of a non-kohen using the bracha. We need to turn now to the memoir literature. The Maisa Ilfis is the memoirs of Rav Ben Sion Ilfis, who wrote his memories of growing up in Vilna. Listen to what he writes over here regarding his memories of this event. He says as follows. Kishayisi ben Eser, Dorena Becheder, Eitzel Echad Shayalo Saba Zakein. When I was 10, we lived in a room with a person who had an older grandfather, Shayamaki, or Sagon Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mivilna, who knew the Vilna Gaon. Meaning this, he's writing this when he was an old man, and he was a little boy, he knew someone who was an old man, when he was a little boy, knew the Vilna Gaon. So many generations ago. I loved hearing stories about the Vilna Gaon. When I got married, I went to David and learned in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. I saw a man there who was the son-in-law of Rav Avram, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. And I also recognize the Cheskeland, or the Avbasin of Vilna, Shikashir Nasa Chasan, that when he was a Chasan, he got married. His father-in-law brought him on Shabbos before the Vilna Gaon to give the young Rav Cheskeland a bracha. V'agrazal yeshev besuda shni, and the Gra was eating his Shabbos lunch. Shel Shabbos ve'achal es ha-kogel, and he was eating kogel. You'll see why this is important in a moment. V'achasen haya meluvash v'shtrimel, and the chasen, the chasen was wearing his shtrimel. Everyone at that time wore shtrimels on Shabbos. That's not an indication of his being a chassid, but everyone at that time, and that was the style at that time, he was wearing his Shabbos shtrimel. Neville Nagon, oh, he's coming for bracha. Let me put my hands on his head to give him a bracha. And Rucheska Lando turns away. Because he didn't want the Vilna Gaon's hands when he was eating the kugel to touch his shtrimel. He's getting ready for the wedding. So the Vilna Gaon said, okay, whatever you want. So I'll use one hand. And he put it on the shtrimel and he benched him. And he had tremendous bracha. He lived a long life with the Cheskelando. He didn't even use glasses in his old age. But star Rabbi Cheskelando kiyamav. But what was the single regret of Rabbi Cheskelando his entire life? Al katzus hamoach, for his silliness. So huker es hashtramo yoser miyadav shahagra, that his shtrimel was more valuable to him than the holy hands of the Vilna Gaon. He says, if I could do it over again, I would have gone back and have both hands of the Gra bench me and not just one before my wedding. So what do we see? Why is it, says Ben Sion Alphas, did the Vilna Gaon use one hand when benching? Because when benching someone, because the other hand was dirty, because he was having kugel for Shabbos lunch. And therefore that's why it came out that the Vilna Gaon used one hand. Okay. Who is the Bar Plugda who argues with the Vilna Gaon? That is, or the Torah Tzimim in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that is Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Siddur, in his Shulas. Listen to what he writes. He says, this is in source number 4, you should put two hands on the head. When it comes to any bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu used two hands. This is how we give brachos. Kitov ayin hu yivarech. It shows your generosity that you're using two hands. And we find by the angels they bench you with two hands when you come home. That which you find that he used one hand for Menashe and Ephraim by Yaakov Avinu. Lo haisa einet sarachas. It wasn't that Yaakov Avinu was stingy. Al mitneisha hechve chutzrach lasos kein. He had to. So he shouldn't be jealous that this one was first, this one was second. So you just split the hands, one in one for each of the children. They came together. Das. It's not like those who don't know anything, who think that there's an issue of benching someone with two hands and you have to use one. So says Rabbi Yaakov. He repeats this. You look in source number 5 in the Tshuvas Yavetz. In Chelik Beisim in Kufchav Hey. He writes in the name of the Chemdas Yamim, which is a controversial sefer on its own, who kavoda l'shar eitzel adav shir yambo teva anilo matzasi b'davar tema zulas inyan v'gan meyin abracha levanim hu medakir k'mak v'dachav yedacha. People would be makin only with one hand. Badoni, he said, my father, gazar omer v'beis hatzulah shor dachav b'shem. His father would only use two hands when it came to benching people, because that is the proper way to give someone a bracha with two hands. Okay? Yeah.
Where in the Torah does it say that Moshe used two hands?
When he gave, I guess when he gave smicha to Yehoshua, that he put two hands on top of his head.
Yadav.
So he put two hands, so that's what we see. So let's proceed now to this great discussion. Why is it, which is a question we really need to answer, why is it that we are allowed to use this bracha if we are not Kohanim nowadays, right? The Torah says, Kosavarchu, that Bnei Aaron should give this bracha, and we have to understand, why is it that we're allowed to if we're not Kohanim? It says the Gemara in Ksuvis in source number 6 in Chav Da'alam Abayz. Yivai lehu. Mola alos ben esiyas kapayim leyuchsim. Tivai lemandar malim betrum leyuchsim. Tivai lemandar ein malim tibai. Ah, do you have to have yichus? Do you have to have proper Kohanic lineage to go and serve on the duchen to give the bracha? So he said, oh, maybe we can assume that if a person's eating truma, and we assume he's a Kohen, maybe that's enough. So you have to have a whole shtar yichus, a whole genealogical report going back to Aaron HaKohen. So he says, Hanimili Truma de Avon Misahu, Aval Nisias Kapayim de Isra Asaylau. He says in Gemara in Ksuvis, a non-Kohen doing the Sias Kapayim, going up to the Duchen and giving the Bracha, is an Isra Asay. What does that mean? It's a negative commandment learned out from a positive statement from the Torah. The Torah says, Only Kohanim should do this. The implication is non-Kohanim may not use this bracha in that fashion, says Rashi in source 7, Kosev Varchu Atam Velo Zarim. You and not regular non-Kohanim. V'lav haba mecha asay. This is a negative command learned out from a positive statement in the Torah. Says the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis in source 8, Vamar of Yossi. Miyamailo avarti al divrei chaverai. In my days, I never went against the words of my friends. Yodani batsmi. She'eni kohen. I know that I'm not a kohen. Im omenli chaveri Allah. And if my friends told me to go up and go give birchas kohanim, Allah leducha and aniola, I would go up. What? Rabbi Yossi says that I'm not a kohen, and I was so good. I always listen to my friends. So right, if your friend said, "Would you jump off the George Washington Bridge?" Would you do it? So Rabbi Yossi seemingly is in that school. Rabbi Yossi says, friend said, "Oh, we want you to go up to the Duchen and give Birchas Kohanim." And Rabbi Yossi said, "I'm going to go, but I'm not a Kohen." Ask Tosus there. Lo yadari ma iser yesh bezar ha'ol Duchen. Oh, what does he think he's so firm about? Why is it aser for the non-Kohen to go up to the Duchen? Im lo mishum brachal v'atal shkohanim amet tor levarach es Yisrael. It's a brachal v'atala? Maybe, says Tosus. He says, I'm not even sure it's a real brachal v'atala. Writes the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe here in the Laws of Birchas Kohanim in Kuf Chav Ches, Source 10. Kosova Tosos, right? Tosos there in Shabbos cites the Re. Matsu Yishbaze, what's the Isser to go up? Right? Go to the next slide. Akam Lashono. Umatsasi Kosova Alzeh, will the Fiza Yachal Yisrael Alos in Kohanim? What would the implication be? Tosos finds no problem with any of the Re Yisrael going up to Kohanim, right? We have enough Kohanim going up in Shul. Let's say you wanted to add one more to the Duchen. So, go on up. What's the big deal? Go up, more the merrier. V'hem yivarchu l'rov im hadrash melech. Right, more people. Rov am hadrash melech. It gives honor to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma tov. Achein nogu. Achein lo nogu. But this is really not the minog. V'ulai efshar ach b'lo Kohanim yalu. V'al divrei atosos kashul. He says, I understand Tosos. We just learned a Gemara in Ksuvas in Chaf Dalet that says, "Dezar hanosias kapav over be'esei." A non-Kohen who uses this bracha violates a positive commandment in the Torah. How is this okay? I don't understand. Tosa says the Ramah. Why is the Tosa saying that I don't understand what the issue is with going up and giving birchas kohanim? We just learned that it is problematic. Says the Ramah. Maybe he says it's only a problem. If a Yisrael does it with other Kohanim, that's fine. If you get kind of batal into the rest of the Kohanim. Let's say there's 10 Kohanim up there, and I want to go up just to join them. Says the Ramah, maybe that's fine. It's only a problem if it's just the Yisrael giving the bracha and no other Kohanim. Now, that doesn't help us out, because on Friday night, usually you do not have a group of Kohanim with you when you bench your children, unless you yourself are a Kohen. So where does this leave us now? How are regular Yisraelim allowed to do this? Writes the Chassam Sofer, source number 11, in Ksuvas there. He says, Amnam b'chol zos ani omer, rabusa l'medachay l'perish l'rabbeinu, Ramah. I need to explain what the Ramah is saying. She'amar l'chalik bein amachem l'chnei atzmo. Maybe he said the difference the Ramah says with other people versus himself. B'nei, the Gemara in Sota says, kad yamru l'hom. When the Kohanim go up, the Chazan needs to call out to the Kohanim and say, right, Kohanim. The Kohanim cannot begin the Duchen until they are called to say Berachas Kohanim. That is the halacha. They may not begin until they have permission from the Tzibur, as represented by the Shliach Tzibur, to call them to begin. K'she'enu nikra enu over im enu ola. So he says, maybe if he's not called to, then it's not a violation. Right, the Chassam Sofer says, only if you're called up to the Duchen, then is it a violation. But if you're never called upon by the Tzibur, then Yisrael can go around all day giving Birchas Kohanim to whoever he wants. It's fine as long as the Tzibur does not call him up. He cites the Magen Avraham, he discusses whether Din D'Rabban, Din D'Oraisa. He says, Im kein b'meila muvan b'Yisrael k'chaygam na'ola b'li kriya eina over b'asei. There's no violation if Yisrael just walks up in front of the shul and gives Birchas Kohanim to everyone. It's not a problem because he was not called upon by the Tzibur. Came to Kohen Leika Esei Bala Soma Mele Ein Yisrael B'miyat V'achaz and Kasher Kohanim Yinyalu Gam Yisrael Lo Yavar B'midi. Fine, and he goes on to explain this reason. Next, approach. This is now a good reason for us. Why? Because when you sit at home on Friday night and you want to bench your children, does somebody go Kohanim before you bench your children? No. Nobody calls you to do Dvechus Kohanim. You just give the bracha to your kids. And therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, not a problem.
So what if your wife says, okay, don't give a bracha now?
So,
is that good enough?
I think you would still be fine according to the Chasam Sofer, because it's not a communal calling for you. Says the Bach, and this Bach is explained by the Kerem Medavid and Simchaf Dalad Gimel. The Bach says, "Ki l'tar sibi atosos the amar b'ksuvas over v'asei hainu the mevarch v'prisas yadayim." It's only a problem with prisas yadayim. If the Kohen goes and raises his hands above his shoulders with the hands extended in the proper way and gives the bracha, that is Birchas Kohanim. A Yisrael gives Birchas Kohanim in that way, with arms extended above, and the hands done in that way, so then that would be a problem, says the Karen Ledovid, based on the Bach. Right? The Bach said it's just a problem for a Zar. So if it's done with extension of the arms and the hands, says the Karen Ledovid, this must be explaining our minag to use two hands to bench our children, because we do not extend our hands over our shoulders in the way that the Kohanim do, and therefore it is fine according to the Keren Ledavid. And this answers another answer for our issue. People often think, especially little kids think, that it's like a hocus pocus and magic, and that something will happen to them if they make the signs of the Kohanim with their hands, like Spock, outside. But that's not true. This is a great urban legend amongst Jewish people. It's not usher to make the sign with your hands. It's just what the Kohanim do. Doing it with Birchas Kohanim, says the Bach, so that's a problem. But on its own, there's no big deal. Next, another way to get out of this issue is found in the Shar HaTzion. The Shar HaTzion is the Chafetz Chaim. So he writes in response to Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden thinks that Messias Kapayim nowadays is only midrabbanan. It's only rabbinic law. And therefore, one could potentially answer our difficulty by saying that Birchas Kohanim nowadays is only midrabbanan, and therefore, for a Zar, for a non-Kohen to go and do it, would be perfectly fine, because it's only the Isser of Messias Kapayim for a non-Kohen, for it would only be based on the Durabana. Meaning Rav Yaakov understands that only in the Beis HaMikdash is there a Torah commandment to do Birchas Kohanim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash is Midurabana. Says the Chafetz Chaim, impossible. The Dud in the Messias Kapayim b'chutz la'aretz hu migamkin midaraisa. It's also midaraisa. V'chene atiku kol haposkim. And it goes on to list a whole number of poskim. So we can't say it's only Midurabana, and that's why it's okay at home. And therefore, we'll move on to the next thing. Writes the Mishnah Berurah in Kufcha Ches Gimel in the name of the Magen Giborim. Dehada Amra Torah Atam Velo Zarim, you and not non Kohanim, Eino Rakba Miskaven LeKavanas HaMitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you're sitting at home on a Friday night and you go to bench your children and you have in mind, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim as it's written about in the Torah, so he says that would be Aser. That would be a violation. But if you're just sitting there because you want to give nice brachos to people, since you don't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, therefore it would not be a problem. Next, writes the Pnei Yehoshua there in Ksuvas, and more earlier in the Tshuvas of the Maharit in Siman Kuf Mem Tes. He says that it's only a problem the Kohanim Amra Torah Levarach Es Yisrael behind the B'Shem HaMeforash. It's only a problem for a Zar, a non-Kohen, to use the bracha using Hashem's special name. But since none of us know Hashem's special name, as far as I know, therefore there would be no problem using the bracha of the Kohanim to bench your children, because it's only a problem for a non-Kohen to use it when using the Shem HaMeforash in the context of benching somebody else. Finally, the last way to get out of this is the Hafla. There in the Gemara in Ksuvis, the Hafla cites a very famous idea of the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim says that not only is it a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless the Tzibor, but it's a mitzvah for the Tzibor to be blessed by the Kohanim. And therefore the Hafla says, Kan Isser Esseh Hudafkim HaKohanim Acherim V'hunir Al-Fiyasati Pashut D'Kmo D'Ika Aseh L'Kohanim L'Varach HaSisral Hachinami ika mitzvos aseh liyisrael lehisbareich mina kohanim. We fulfill mitzvos as the Yisraelim, standing in the crowd and allowing the kohanim to bench us. We find very often that mitzvos that involve two parties, the mitzvah is on both parties. And therefore, if it would seemingly be the case that if the tzar doesn't have a tzibor, so to speak, if the children don't have in mind that they're intending to fulfill the mitzvah right now, so then the tzar as well would not violate the commandment, since he doesn't necessarily have a tzibor that he is benching. It's not really in the context of tefillah. It's not being meant here for anything more than just giving a nice bracha, and therefore another hetzer when it comes to benching our children. So I think we have defended those people very clearly who use two hands or one hand or whatever it may be when it comes to benching children. It's not a violation of using this very special bracha that is often associated, that is mostly associated to the Kohanim, either because we don't know the Shem Lefurash, or we don't have Kavanitz on the context of Tzilah, a myriad of reasons, many reasons as to why we have no problem using this bracha. Let's finish up with a number of points. There is a minog as well, according to the Chidon, the Dvash Lefi, in Bay's test, based on the Zohar, that you should first praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu before you bench your children. You should first say something nice about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara Nedarim Pe'alef says, how come it happens that Talmidei Chacham don't always have children who are Talmidei Chacham as well? So it says, Ravina Amar She'en Mevarchen B'Torah Tzchila, because they didn't make a bracha on Torah first. So what does that mean? So it could be, so they want to explain al derech hadrash that they didn't show their avas haTorah to their children first. They didn't show a proper yiras Hashem first to their children. And therefore, the Mefarshim want to explain that if a person wants to show their love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you need to talk about that first, right? If you want your children to have Avas Hashem, so you need to put that love first. Just like a Talmid Chacham wants his children to have Avas HaTorah, therefore he needs to talk about Avas HaTorah and make Avas HaTorah a big deal. If you want your children to have a bracha and hashpa from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so you need to talk about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore people will reference and talk about a Kaddish Baruch Hu before benching their children. Okay. What about the issue of using half a pasuk? We know that the Gemara in Megillah Chaf Beis says, "Kol psuka de lo paske Moshe ana lo paskinan." Right? We're not allowed to recite psukim not in their full verse in the Torah, because it's like we're pretending or making it as if there are different psukim in the Torah. Psukim must always be recited in full. But when we say Yisnechel Kim Kefram Yoth Menashe, that's not the full pasuk. The full pasuk has much more that Yaakov brings the children in, and he says to the children, then they should be like Menashe and Ephraim. So why is this okay that we use a half pasuk? We have the same discussion when it comes to Vayer Vayivoke, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night as well. It's not a full pasuk. The Chassam Sofer has chubas about this in Or HaChaim and Siman Yud, and the Maharam Shik and Siman Kuf Mandald, and other chubas as well. So what about over here? So in the Lakute Yehuda on the Torah, he brings a beautiful explanation to answer this. And he says that, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "B'cha yivarech Yisrael k'Ephraim u'k'Menashe." The Torah says that Yisrael will bench you like Ephraim and Menashe. Meaning, within the language of the Torah gives the heter. Because the Torah says, this bracha will be like this. Meaning, it's not using a pasuk out of context. Because the pasuk is telling you, Yisrael Elokim Kemen Anash and Ephraim is what you should use when making a bracha. So therefore, this does not violate using half a pasuk in the Torah, because the Torah is telling you, so to speak, to use half a pasuk when it says that the people will bench their children like Menashe and Ephraim. Finally, there's a very confusing and difficult statement of the Chassam Sofer in the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah and Parshas Naso in this week's Parsha. The Chassam Sofer says that the minag when benching our children Friday night is to give the bracha quietly and softly. He doesn't explain why. Nobody else explains why. But he says this is the minag to bless the children quietly and softly. I know some people do it out loud, some people do it quietly and softly. Whatever it is, it's certainly not a problem. It's just a very confusing statement from the Chassam Sofer as to why this would be the case. Perhaps it has to do with having greater kavana, they're focusing when you speak quietly. I'm not sure, but I think we have in the time we had together discussed Birchas Kohanim and benching our children in a very thorough manner, and had a greater appreciation for this most beautiful of minhagim, and a great understanding as to why and the reasons behind this very nice custom. So what?